By one estimate, within 5 years, Wisconsin will fall 45,000 healthcare workers short of the number needed. Norma Torrado is president-elect of the Wisconsin Society of Healthcare Human Resources Administration.
It isn't that we want more healthcare workers. We need them. And we need them today, and we will need them in even greater numbers as the population ages.
Torrado says healthcare facilities are offering signing bonuses, salary increases at 4 times the rate of inflation, and full-time benefits for part-time work to keep older employees. Some hospitals are hiring nurses from foreign countries. Programs to reach and teach more Wisconsin residents are being tried, including a new statewide Touch by a Nurse program from the Wisconsin Student Nurse Association. 21-year-old Carissa Ellis says it's designed to recruit students to nursing and break down the stereotypical image of a nurse.
With the hat, woman wearing a white dress, they probably don't even know that boys can become nurses. So that is something that we want to bring to smaller children, and also, like, you can be a nurse and work on a helicopter. You can be a nurse and work in politics.
Besides the need for all kinds of nurses, a Wisconsin Hospital Association survey finds significant shortages of pharmacists and radiology and surgical technicians. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.